We're listening to Broad Topics, four diverse women, one big topic, right here on LA Talk Radio.
And welcome back to the second hour of Broad Topics right here on LATalkRadio.com, Channel 1. I'm Laura Nickerson, joined by Megan Sewell and Joan Rizza. But now, I'm joined by some men. In my studio. It's the movie guys. They're back. Paul Preston and...
Lee Caius.
Lee Caius are here to tell us about what we should or should not be watching. Movie guys, take it away.
Well first of all...
I'm sorry, but I do want to say thanks for recognizing that we're men.
You are men.
Did you notice that almost immediately when I walked in?
Well, thank you for having it be someone that's somewhat obvious to us, because otherwise we get confused.
Well, we dressed accordingly.
Yeah, I wore my pants really tight, just so.
Thank God.
Well, if we're going to talk about movies, let's talk about what people are seeing. So, as we did last time, the top five movies in the country at the box office, which never, of course, reflects the top five movies you should go and see. However, we have at number five, Rio. Now, we talked about this 2 weeks ago when I was here.
Yes.
This is an April movie that is hanging on and is still drawing an audience into May.
I think it's because most people are confused. They think it's like a strip club movie, like Rio. Doesn't it sound swanky and erotic?
It sounds like, well, we always talk about the movie, guys, when you make a remake, you shorten the title. You know, so this is like maybe the Blame It on Rio remake, the old Michael Caine movie where a bunch of guys go down and they have sexual romps down in South America.
You're suggesting it's not that?
It is, but with birds.
Hot.
It's the same thing, but with birds.
Nice.
Animation is huge. It always will be. But it shows that even movies like Jumping the Broom, Something Borrowed, and Priest, which all came out well after Rio, are now sinking beneath that in the box office. So no one wants to see those movies. And I've seen Priest, so you don't have to. And they're doing the right thing. Go see Rio. You're better off. Number four is Fast Five, which is... we
have a clip of that.
We have a clip of that. Could you play the clip of Fast Five, please? Go ahead. That's about it. Saved you 12. Saved you 12 bucks right there.
I love it. That's the whole movie.
The first two acts, yes.
But they did wisely turn that from car racing into an action movie.
Well, then Vin Diesel just flexes for the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, there's plenty of that. And if he takes a break, The Rock steps in. Tyrese is there. Someone's always flexing, so no one gets hurt.
Thank
except
God.
The audience.
No one gets hurt from the flexing. I wish I could say the same thing.
We should have done that when we came in. Then you'd know immediately.
That I was. Yeah, I should have flexed.
Movie Men. Maybe we'll change that. Thor is our number three movie, the superhero movie. What summer without a superhero movie? This is the first of a couple we're going to have. Green Lantern and Captain America to come. So,
when does Green Lantern come out, Paul?
June. June 17.
Yeah, there's a kind of a dearth of superhero. I mean, they're kind of scraping the bottom of the barrel with Green Lantern. Because I actually had dates in high school, so I don't know a lot of these more arcane superheroes. Paul, on the other hand, is well-versed.
I am. But, you know, I think... Marvel's going to have the Avengers next summer, and that's going to be in one movie, Hulk, Iron Man, Thor, and Captain America.
Now, as a movie guy, I probably should know the answer to this, but didn't they do the Avengers already?
No.
What am I thinking
of? You're thinking of the Ralph Fiennes movie that's based on an old TV show called The Avengers.
Yes, thank you, see?
That's different. And if you watch, you'll know right away.
Well,
different.
Actually,
old
Sean
Connery.
Yeah, I think I saw that one in the theater.
Is that the one with Gwyneth Paltrow?
Yeah,
yes.
Or somebody. Yeah,
or somebody
like that.
Lanky and blonde.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, again, they're interchangeable.
Uma Thurman, whatever.
Uma Thurman, Gwyneth Paltrow, the girl in distress. But now I think DC is setting out to make sure all of their Justice League characters get as much hype as all the Marvel characters are in the Avengers. So you'll have Green Lantern. Who knows? You might see an Aquaman movie around the corner. I mean, because right now DC is banking on Superman and Batman, so they're trying to branch out with Green Lantern. I don't blame them.
No.
Do we know who the new Superman is, incidentally?
Yes, he's British.
He is.
Because that's the rule now.
Okay.
Yes.
British is better.
Yeah, all the guys in Thor are British. So. Yep.
All the superheroes. Yeah. Ryan Reynolds, little known fact.
he's
actually Welsh.
I think he's Canadian.
Yes,
he's
Canadian.
Yeah,
he's
Canadian.
Same thing. British, Canadian, whatever.
Yeah, they're interchangeable.
He's French Canadian.
Oh.
Which means he can be rude in two different languages.
Nice.
Hollywood loves to say, basically, if you're foreign, you're British.
There you go.
So even if you're from Asgard, like people are from Thor, you're British.
Yeah.
Anthony Hopkins.
But we'll Asgard doesn't exist.
It's still not America.
Oh, okay.
Foreign, British.
Yeah.
The number two movie in the country, Bridesmaids, which based on all of the movies that have come out that are not very good, I recommend that one to people. Because even though I haven't seen it, The other movies are not good.
So, I've seen it.
You've seen Bridesmaid?
Yes. I saw Bridesmaid because it is my job as a woman who was hanging out with her girlfriends that weekend to go see it. And I have to tell you, it was pretty cool.
I heard it was great.
I'm getting the feedback at the movie guys headquarters. We're getting some early returns on that. And
I can't wait to see it. I mean, Judd Apatow, he's a home run.
Okay, he's not
concerned.
In it, though.
I know, but
I'm just saying.
But Kristen Wiig, who formerly worked with us at one of my former occupations, some of other people at this table as well, in our break room. And she wrote that, co-wrote that as well. So not only did she just, you know, do a great job acting, and I didn't realize she wrote it as well.
I'll be honest with you, I can't digest Saturday Night Live much anymore. But Kristen Wiig in the movie Paul, which came out a few months ago, the crazy alien movie.
Yep.
She was hilarious. I mean, she's going to be a huge star. And if she's writing her own stuff, even more so.
Yeah.
So.
Now, Paul made a comment the other day we were talking. This is like The Women. Did anyone see The Women? Remember that movie, The Women? Now, they did a remake of that one recently. But I saw the original 1940-whatever Women. Are there any men in Bridesmaids at all, Laura?
There were three. There was John Hamm, who played sort of the Hamm.
He's very hunky.
Potato. Is it the British pronunciation or not? so he plays her lover. And then there's this really cute kind of dorky British guy. Who plays her other lover. And then there is this is great. This is like justice for all women who've ever been or watched a film. Maya Rudolph's character is getting married. Her husband never says a word. He just stands there. And I was like, thank you. It's like when I watched, The Rising Sun was that movie with Wesley Snipes?
Yeah.
Right? And there was like this one girl, her only job was to run out naked and jump on his back. And I was like, it's vengeance for the naked girl on Wesley Snipes' back that this guy didn't say a word. He just stood there being nothing for the film. So it was refreshing, shockingly refreshing to see a film with that many women in it. You don't realize how few you see until you see a film with them in it.
Yeah, I love that job.
And
burning out naked, jumping into
it. Wasn't an offer to you, though.
Oh, no,
what?
No, it wasn't.
Sorry, Lisa.
But I smell Rising Sun remake.
Yeah.
Because it's
but
been
anyway,
10 years. That's all it takes.
The point I wanted to make is that Paul mentioned that there are no footballs to the groin in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Ergo,
yeah.
The hilarity is obviously ratcheted down. But I did see a preview where somebody took one in the old boobie. Is that true?
Yeah, Kristen Wiig takes a
tennis ball
or something
to the girls.
Yeah, I guess so.
So they're altering the comedy in that respect.
Was it as funny as Football to the Groin?
Well, you know, Football to the Groin has been done often.
Because I contest that if America's Funniest Videos did nothing but a half hour of montage of things being projected into crotches, it would be the best half hour of television in the history of the world.
Isn't that already how it goes?
You'll have to tune in. That is the show.
Is it the show?
That's
okay.
Pretty much the show.
I've tuned out. But anyway. But I just thought it was funny that they did like the female version, which is the only thing they could do was just have a poor girl take one in the...
Which historically is not as painful, I imagine, as what apparently is the pain involved in being hit in the crotch. But I can't even imagine what it feels like.
Representing that side of
Come
the
here.
Aisle, it is painful.
Yeah.
Insane.
Yeah.
So,
come here, I'm going to pop you one in the boob, Joan.
That's all right.
Can I watch?
I had a mammogram the other day, same thing.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
See, we're just more used to it.
No,
so
see,
anyway.
If we had to have, like, the male version of the mammogram, that would be excruciating. I'm sorry, Paul.
Can you imagine?
So you haven't had a prostate exam yet.
No,
okay.
We're getting off topic.
All right, back to movies.
Well, our number one movie in the country, Pirates of the Caribbean
on
Stranger Tides. Which, of course, yeah, I mean, of course, the fourth in any franchise, I get a little scared. Usually I smell Crystal Skull and run screaming. But this one still found an audience and was huge. They're still calling it a soft opening, although it broke records worldwide for how much money it made. Like $256 million worldwide its first weekend, which is its budget, probably plus $50 million, because it's probably an expensive movie. And most of that money went to Johnny Depp, because he's the only guy coming back from the first few movies who... really will draw anybody in. Orlando Bloom, gone. Keira Knightley, gone. And they brought in new folks who are
they brought in new British people, though, right? They all have accents.
Where does it take place?
Caribbean.
Foreign? British.
Yeah.
This has been discussed.
But what's the waifish little girl that everyone thinks is attractive, but I don't?
Penelope Cruz.
Thank you.
Yes.
She's British, right?
Nothing says British like Cruz.
She has an accent, so I'm assuming she's British.
Must be.
Was Orlando Bloom in any of the movies besides the first one? Was he in? He wasn't in the second? Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Okay.
They shed everyone else to make room for Johnny's salary.
Right.
And then just took anyone that would be happy to be in the fourth of But this one actually has a colon in it, the title.
Yeah, which is a new trend they are using to delineate that it's a sequel. they often use numbers, but now they use colons, like Transformers : Revenge of the Fallen, or Terminator : Salvation. And the colon in these titles pretty much serves the same purpose as it does in the human body. It allows more crap to safely pass through the system. So this is the deal with the Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides. I saw it, so you don't have to.
Not so much, huh?
I think it's run out of steam. I actually didn't like the second and third one either. They just packed far too much to show you they're working hard, but none of it is as interesting as the first one was.
I couldn't get through the second. Was that the squid face one when they had the people with the tentacles on their face?
Yeah,
squid
face? He stuck around for the third one too.
I couldn't watch that one. I was so bored, and I was like, wow, why am I so bored? Everything looks good, and it's the effects
it's
are kind of
neat. It's the Caribbean.
Mean,
it's beautiful.
I was
that
bored.
That was Davy Jones, played by British Bill Nighy, not the science guy.
No, Bill Nighy, not the science guy.
Gotcha. Yeah,
thank you for that one, Paul.
All right, so movie guys, is there anything that we should see, since there's a lot that we should not?
Well, you could kind of see Kung Fu Panda or Kung Pao Panda.
Oh, I don't think I'm going to kind of, maybe. I have two kids that are children,
well,
that are boys. I think I'm required by law to see
it. I wonder, Kung Fu Panda, which...
I'm a little more excited for June, actually, to get here. The Hangover Part 2 seems... obligatory. So bring on June, because Super 8 looks fantastic. Cars 2 looks fantastic.
I'm not with Paul on that.
On the Super 8 thing?
Yeah, well, we'll come back in June and argue about it.
Yeah.
Maybe we will. How do people find you in the meantime?
TheMovieGuys.net, and we have a podcast going there that's weekly where we preview all these movies. So if you go and watch trailers, you can instead watch us. We give less away, and we're funnier. And we have a live show coming up again at the Second City Hollywood on June 2nd. And you can buy tickets from our page, themovieguys.net.
Well, thank you, Movie Guys, for joining us in studio. And we'll have to get you back in studio to tell us what's going on in June. So thanks for that. Everybody else, hang tight. We'll be right back here on Broad Topics.
You're listening to Broad Topics. Four diverse women, one big topic. Right here on LA Talk Radio.